Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're profiling a lawmaker who has been a fixture in North Dakota politics for decades, Senator Kevin Cramer, one of the leading national voices on American energy policy.
His career is a bit different from many of his colleagues. Before he was in Congress, he wasn't a CEO or a general. He was a state regulator, which is a very unique and specialized background.
That's right, and it's the key to understanding his entire political identity. Kevin Cramer has been in North Dakota public service for most of his adult life. He was a state party chairman and served in the governor's cabinet as economic development director. But his most important role, by far, was his decade-long tenure on the North Dakota Public Service Commission. He was a commissioner from 2003 to 2012. This just happened to be the exact time frame that the Bakken oil boom exploded, transforming North Dakota's economy. As a state regulator, he was on the front lines of managing this energy revolution, from pipeline siting to utility regulations. It made him a deep-seated expert in the energy industry.
And that energy expertise became his platform to run for federal office, first in the House.
Exactly. In 2012, he was elected as North Dakota's sole at-large representative in the U.S. House. He served three terms for 6 years, where he made a name for himself as a staunch conservative and a vocal advocate for the oil and gas industry. He was a strong ally of then-President Trump's energy dominance agenda and built a solid conservative voting record that was very popular back home. That set the stage for his next big move.
And that move was the high-profile 2018 Senate race, where he challenged an incumbent Democrat in a state that had become deeply Republican.
It was one of the most watched races in the country that year. He ran against the incumbent Democrat, Heidi Heitkamp, who was seen as a moderate. Cramer ran as an unwavering conservative and a strong supporter of the Trump administration. He successfully nationalized the race, and in a state that the president had won by a huge margin, Cramer won the election decisively. It was a major pickup for the Republican Party and solidified North Dakota's status as a deeply red state.
So in the Senate, how has he put that energy and regulatory background to use on his committees?
He landed on the perfect committee for his expertise, the Environment and Public Works, or EPW Committee. This is one of the main battlegrounds for energy and environmental policy. Senator Cramer uses this position as a platform to advocate for an all-of-the-above energy strategy, which in North Dakota includes oil, gas, and coal, but also a large wind energy sector. More often, he uses it to fight against what he sees as federal overreach, especially from the EPA. He has been a leading and vocal opponent of the Waters of the U.S. rule, also known as WOTUS, arguing it's a massive burden on farmers and ranchers. His role on EPW makes him a central player in nearly every national debate about energy and environmental regulations.
His other major committee, Armed Services, also seems critically important for his home state.
Immensely important. North Dakota is home to two vital military installations, Minot Air Force Base and Grand Forks Air Force Base. Minot is a cornerstone of America's nuclear deterrent, hosting B-52 bombers and the Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missiles. Grand Forks has transitioned into a major hub for global drone and surveillance operations. Senator Cramer's position on the Armed Services Committee gives him a direct say in the funding, modernization, and policy that governs these bases. It allows him to be a powerful advocate for the thousands of service members and civilians in his state, and for the critical national security missions they perform.
So his political identity is really a three-legged stool: energy, agriculture, and defense.
That's the perfect summary. He is a reliable, conservative vote on all issues. But his daily work is almost entirely focused on those three areas that are the lifeblood of North Dakota's economy and identity. He is the energy guy in many Senate conversations, bringing the perspective of a state regulator who has seen a boom firsthand. He is the defender of the farmer against the EPA, and he is the champion of his state's critical military bases. It's a focused and effective brand of representation.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.